And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Keeping an eye, by the way, on the storms. We got the big screens going here in the studio. Watching that Hurricane Ian going ashore down by Fort Myers, Florida, Category 4 when it hit the shoreline. The eye of the storm is now moving inland. Upwards of a million people out of power right now. Storm surge 4 to 6 feet. So we're just going to continue praying for the people of Florida. I have been talking about Space Command a bunch on this show today. And I was really gratified with the response I got this morning early. I texted the communication staff at Mayor Tommy Battle's office in Huntsville, and they were very gracious to find a window of opportunity for me to bring Mayor Battle on just for a few minutes. Mayor Tommy Battle has been serving as the mayor of Huntsville since 2008 through a period of extraordinary growth, and I thought it'd be important to just get his thoughts on the process of Space Command. So without further ado, Mayor Battle, how you doing today?
Fine, Phil. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And we've got about 4.5 minutes here. Just wanted to get your thoughts. Yesterday, the Democrat delegation out of Colorado has begun sort of pushing hard again, trying to get an extra review done about whether Space Command should come to Huntsville. Your thoughts? Anything new? Where do you see it going?
You know, I think they're... Everybody needs to realize this was a competitive search, and it was a competitive search across the country. It came down to 6 different communities. And out of the competitive search, the city of Huntsville was recognized as the number one place for Space Command to come to. The Colorado delegation is talking about a lot of different factors and everything else, but what we've got to look at is this is the long-term home for Space Command to protect this country year after year and to protect this country in deep space. And, we have NASA here. We have Missile Defense here. We have Space and Missile Defense Command through the Army here. We have all the elements here that make it very attractive for the long-term good of the American people and to be able to protect this country. The Colorado folks bring up a lot of things, but, you know, quite frankly, they didn't even come in number 2 in the search. There was, they were on down the list. But we'll still be friends with our Colorado folks after that. We share commands with them. We'll work with them. But the biggest thing out of this is for the best thing for the country. If this is not the best thing for the country, it doesn't need to be located in Huntsville. But, through competitive analysis, it has been done twice through the Air Force and through the Armed Services. Huntsville has come out number 1 on both cases, and Huntsville is the best place for the long-term survival of the Space Command, and it's the best place for the nation because the end result of this whole thing is that we want to be able to protect the nation and make sure that this nation is safe.
Well, Mayor, and I appreciate that. I think I said to you off the air real quickly, I just really wanted you to put a bow on some of the comments today, and you did. And we've got about a minute left. Let me ask you this. My understanding is the environmental study was completed, and they had a 30-day period of public comment that were allowed, which ended, I think, last week. So the suspicion is that the decision will be made very soon. It almost has to be because there's nothing left to do in terms of hoops to jump through. Do you have any indication when that decision will be made final?
All indications we're getting, it will probably be made after election. That's the indications we're getting right now. And that's fully speculation. So, this is going on the Air Force Secretary's desk. The Air Force Secretary has to make the call. The Air Force Secretary has been to Huntsville, but was located here for a little while. So, he's a friend of the area. I think that he's, probably waiting until election time fever is over, and then he can get back to the real business of running this country and making sure that this country is safe.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate you making yourself available. I mean, it was a short segment, but that was exactly the kind of commentary we were hoping to hear from you. So thanks for your time today, and I hope to have you back on Right Side Radio sometime soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Mayor Tommy Battle of Huntsville just kind of wrapping things up for us on the idea of Space Command. It's got to be coming, and the reality is this. Everything's been done. We won every single time. And the only thing that could change it is politics. So we'll just wait and see. All right, folks, listen, coming up next after the top of the hour break, the Grand Council with myself, Dale Jackson, and Jeff Poore. We'll be right back.